Hey everyone, welcome to the Texas Construction Association podcast, episode number one. We're here with a great human being, Ashton White, the Masonry Rocks Coordinator for the Texas Masonry Council. She does a great job for him. First of all, Ashton, man, I just noticed yesterday a little bit of research on you. You have an incredible presence in social media and on Instagram. They call you the Masonry Rocks Girl or something, but you do such incredible work and within education and promoting it. Talk about your social media presence a little bit first before we get into the questions.
Yeah, so I have a Masonry page. It's called That Masonry Girl on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok. But I kind of just started that to share my journey through my Masonry program. I took it in high school, but I didn't actually start my page until like college, whenever I went and competed through Skills USA my first year of college. And it was just kind of like to share my progress, what I was doing and stuff. And then it started turning into like me sharing about the Skills USA competitions or other competitions like the Bricklayer 500 and stuff. And then it just kind of blew up. And so a lot of people know me as that Masonry girl. They don't know me as Ashton, but that Masonry.
Well, that's all you need right now. The presence is huge and you do a great job. Y'all always have so much high level creativity and ideas and media flowing out of Texas Masonry Council. You know, Tony Topping and you all just do a fantastic job with that. Great ideas going. Talk about the student placement program going on now. I know that Texas Masonry Council is looking to find member companies of TMC. And of course, Texas Masonry Council folks is a member association of Texas Construction Association, but you're looking for member companies that are willing to hire students into apprenticeship programs to show them the beauties of the construction industry and namely the Texas Masonry business.
Yeah. So I go into high schools. Like my main job is going into these high schools and training these students and getting them on the job training as well. So like once they graduate or if they're in their like junior year high school, then we can get them a summer internship so they can kind of try to learn more about the masonry industry. Because in all of Texas, we only have like 6 high school masonry programs, and we want to like get more involved in those so that we can have those students training in the classroom before they go out on a job site. So, you know, we've opened it up to high school students that are at least 16 years or older to like try out a summer internship or, you know, right out of high school, go into a full-time position.
That's great. And only 6 across the state of Texas. Wow. It's wonderful for you all to try and boom those numbers because we really do need that. You have a questionnaire listed on the website so companies can explain a little bit more about what they're looking for in a student with student placement in the program. Talk more about that questionnaire.
Yeah, so there's a questionnaire for contractors and then there's one for students. So the one for contractors, it's kind of just me sending it out to my member contractors and suppliers, asking them if they're willing to hire students for summer internships or full-time positions and indicating like what regions they work in, if they're willing to hire both part-time and full-time, if they're 16 years and or 17 older, 18 plus, just those like little questions so that I can narrow it down to who wants to hire, what kind of student, where they're located, and if there's anything that I need to know about for the process so that I can ask those students those questions. And then the student form, it's the job intake form on TexasMasonryCouncil.org. It just kind of asks them, you know, where they're located, their date of birth, just like general information, and I get their phone number, email, I contact them, and then ask them more in-depth questions so that I can place them with a contractor that's in their area.
That's great. What's the rate of success on this, Ashton? I guess there's a lot of different facts and variables as so to judge success, but what's that process like?
So whenever they fill out the form initially, right now I have like 50 plus students that have filled out the form. And
That's
then
great.
whenever I start reaching out to them, it kind of dwindles down just because maybe they don't have transportation or things like that just kind of hinder that because we need you to have transportation to the job sites. It's just little things that like either they find something else or it's not what they expected it to be, and things like that. And sometimes whenever I reach out, they just don't even get back to me. It really just depends. And maybe out of that 50, we might get 15 to 20 that actually, go through the process, go in and fill out an application, or even from that, like that 15, maybe 10 or 8 show up and actually show up to the job site and work for maybe a week plus. So it really just depends on different variables like
There's a
that.
lot of steps to the success and kind of a maybe lack of better phrasing, but a weeding out. And I guess, the ones that really show up and go throughout the program, those are going to be your really successful Masons one day.
Yes.
That's great. And the kids that do process through and they, join one of your member companies and they, wow, masonry is the business for me and I'm great with my hands and I love brick and I love mortar and I love marble and all that stuff, which is masonry is one of my favorite industries of construction. It's just such an artisan craft. I love it. It's so beautiful too. But the kids that do process through successfully, Ashton, they gotta love to get their feet wet. I mean, what's that feedback like?
Yeah, a lot of them really just like the hands-on aspect of it and
Right.
not going to college and right
Yeah.
out of high school, because not everybody is made for college, and
Right.
so it gives them a way to make good money and like a career instead of going to college, spending that money and then getting out in debt and then having to find a job. So I think a lot of them really like the hands-on aspect. It is like hard work, but the ones that are willing to stick through it and stay have the potential to, go from a laborer to a mason to a project manager, superintendent, things like that if they really stick with it.
Yeah, folks, we did research this week. Ashton, $38,000 plus, you're looking at college debt for 4 years. That's an average. Then if it's private school, it goes up to 55,000 plus. So that's just the average. So they can get out their first or second year as a good level Mason and make some really fantastic money. Well said on that. Finally, Ashton, what do numbers look like for Texas Masons in the field of construction currently? The construction business as a national whole and in Texas, we have so many incredible projects in Texas with the number one economy in the country, which is great for our state we love. But then we need to increase the amount of construction workers, which this is what this process is for and this program's for. And you all do such a tremendous job at TMC with that. But talk about that and the incredible group of artisans and those young people you want to fill into those roles.
Yeah, I mean, we're always hiring people. Our contractors and members are always like wanting to hire because, they're always starting new jobs. They're always
Yeah.
needing people. It's just a constant cycle.
Right.
People are like aging out of it, going into something else, or they're retiring. So we're just trying to fill that gap to where, maybe the median age range of people in the construction industry is maybe 25 to 30 instead of 45 to 50.
Right.
So just kind of like filling that gap and just trying to get those people in and starting earlier than rather than later is really a big thing.
Filling the gap. That's a great catchphrase we use around here all the time. And with some of our board members too. It's such a critical process to fill that gap. Great talk with you today, Ashton. Finally, what's the vision of Texas Masonry Council? Tony and you and your staff, y'all do such a fantastic job with vision and with media and with just a whole package of the way you see things. It's really an incredible template you guys have going on.
Yeah, I mean, really, our main goal is obviously to train students, but also, train architects on masonry and that make them feel comfortable with designing with masonry because we're trying to get wall share and everything like that. So we want architects to feel
Right.
comfortable with that. So we've started incorporating more architect outreach, student outreach, and just wanting to make masonry known in Texas, like it's known in some other states like North Carolina and Tennessee and places like that, where they have really strong programs over there. So that's what we would like to do, especially with our Masonry Rocks program and student programs that I do. So.
And we'll help out here. You were so great, Ashton White. We'll have you on the TCA podcast again. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashton White, Masonry Rocks Coordinator for the Texas Masonry Council. Ashton, thanks so much for your time this morning. Godspeed, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you.